step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I'm John Batser. Pacific Watch is here, Jeff Bliss, and we have the news that California, for the first time since statehood, has lost a congressional seat. That suggests that people are leaving California. That suggests that perhaps the population is not growing as fast as people hoped or planned or believed it would. Now the question is this an exodus? Now, that's a big word, Jeff, exodus. It frightens people. You know, it's like abandoned ship or like Noah's Ark, exodus. The Cal Matters, San Francisco Chronicle, Sacramento Bee, Politico, Associated Press, all have an opinion. So I ask PacWatch opinion. Is this an exodus or just California in transition? How do you see it, PacWatch?
I do see it as an exodus, John. You know, we've been talking about what was leading up to this for more than a decade on your show, saying, you know, the high taxes, the burdensome regulations, which really hit the businesses and drove them out, the overly litigious environment here in the state, and a host of other issues were driving people out. And some people, you know, poo-pooed it. The fact that California still attracts a lot of people was used as the reason why, you know, things aren't changing. But they weren't paying attention to all the numbers, or they were certainly shading some of the numbers. And so what we know is that when we predicted this was going to happen probably a couple of years ago, that the state was going to lose enough to lose one congressional seat for sure, maybe even two. And there's some suggestions in certain circles that people think, you know, I think we really did lose two. We, you know, managed to dodge a bullet when they did the real count. But, you know, this is a problem, and this is something that's borne out not just anecdotally, because you can talk to almost anyone that's been around California long enough and ask them if they know people who have left the state. Everybody's got that story. Yeah, not only did they leave the state, but the businesses left the state. But the other part of it is you can just look at the numbers, like we've talked about before, U-Hauls. The cost to rent a U-Haul to go to Texas is way more. I think it's 4 to 6 times more than it is to take a U-Haul from Texas to California. That's because, again, supply and demand. People don't want to come here from Texas or from Idaho or Nevada or Tennessee, other states California's going to. You know, they want to escape.
There are cities that are growing in California, believe it or not, and there are cities I do not know, counties I do not know. Banning, Riverside County, Merced County, Manteca in San Joaquin County, Santa Clara County, Menifee, Riverside County. Is this all interior, Jeff? All of it? The farm country?
Most of it is. Not Santa Clara, but Santa Clara is up near San Jose. But all the other ones are either Central Valley or, you know, the eastern part of the Southern California. They tend to be rural. They tend to be, you know, people who have fled the coastal cities. It's a much cheaper lifestyle there, believe it or not, in California if you're in those places. But they, you know, those aren't the most desirable locations for a lot of people to live in.
However, they're growing and the rest of the state isn't, at least according to the news reports now. You know, maybe you do have more people. There are all those people coming across the border that are headed to California, and I don't know if they counted them in the census. Maybe eventually. Now, putting all this together, what we have is a drought. We have California. We have people leaving. Jeff, that sounds like people are restless. Could this explain the recall, all of these things, plus the pandemic?
It absolutely does. Now, let's not forget there's a big portion of the people behind the recall petition who it's a partisan thing. But there is a huge number of folks. It surprised the Democrats more than anybody else who are independents, Democrats, declined to say, who are just fed up with it. They were fed up with the hypocrisy, the way, you know, during the pandemic, they were fed up with rolling blackouts or fed up with bad fire management. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so you do have that restlessness, and people are saying, wait a minute, this isn't the state that I always dreamed of or I grew up in. We have to try to do something to get back there because we're heading in the wrong direction.
The recall doesn't have a date yet, so I'm not going to ask you. Okay, fine. They'll get around to it. But the recall does have a celebrity candidate, Caitlyn Jenner. We've both seen Caitlyn Jenner's 2-minute ad. It's wonderfully done. Caitlyn Jenner has now appeared on television. I believe that was Fox, probably other venues. I'm struck, Jeff, in the reporting that you're sending me, San Jose Mercury, Los Angeles Times, San Francisco Chronicle, KQED, Politico, Los Angeles Times, CalBuzz, seems uniform that one way they're treating this recall is to find fault with Caitlyn Jenner, who's not a politician, who comes from a life of great achievement and what you'd have to say are surprising choices, surprising lifestyle choices. So attacking Caitlyn Jenner, does that work in California to attack somebody who admits not to being a politician?
I don't think it's going to help the anti-recall forces by attacking Jenner that way, because so far Jenner's been nothing but good on TV and radio and print, and people are starting to say, wait a minute, this person actually has a brain in their head. I may not agree with her, but you know, she certainly presents a cogent argument. But you know, as you're kind of pointing out here, nothing is being said pro aside from Nancy Pelosi. Nothing's being said pro Gavin. Nobody's saying we want to keep Governor Newsom. They're saying, oh, here's the alternative. They're trying to paint that as the worst choice, not keeping him.
Caitlyn Jenner is not a Republican. And I believe there's no party associated with this. However, Gavin Newsom is a Democrat. Are the Democrats speaking up for him? You said nobody's speaking up. Are the Democrats pleased with Newsom, or is this a pride thing? You're not going to take our governor away from you. We don't care very much about him, but we're not going to take him away. Because, Jeff, I have not read anything since the pandemic that speaks well of him. Ever since that French Laundry moment, he's almost been left out of the conversation about California.
That's right. Not much is being said about his performance. Lots of is being said about a lack of performance. I should clarify that, you know, I was kind of exaggerating a bit when I said Pelosi was the only one standing up for him, Kamala Harris, and of course a lot of people in D.C. But when it comes to people in the state, you don't really hear people speaking on his behalf. It's about how much they don't like Caitlyn Jenner or maybe some of the other also rans in the contest now. And the other side they're starting to trot out. The other argument they're bringing out is, oh, this is going to be a ridiculously expensive exercise, and Gavin's just going to win anyway. So let's just stop this foolishness now. But it's happening. It's been the signatures were verified, and we're going ahead with this.
Yes, let's see how we get through the brownouts, Jeff. That drought, right? The drought, the wildfires, the demand on services, a question mark. Now, Jeff is Engineer Bliss. Remember, he's a veteran of the trains at Disneyland when he was a youth. Jeff has done every job in California, so there's no place I can't take him where he hasn't had thoughts about it. Disneyland is reopened. That's a good thing. But we're going to the bullet train, Jerry Brown's bullet train. Jeff, you told me that there was garlic all around the corpse and there was a wooden stake through its heart. How is the bullet train getting up after all of that caution?
My gosh, it's interesting you bring up it, you know, the metaphor of it being a monster that you can't kill. It does seem to keep coming back. Now, it does seem to have lost a lot of its lifeblood. It's not really as energized as it was before. And now the latest story that's come out on this is that the bullet trains claim that it was going to create all of these jobs up down the state. Well, that might not be so true. They said they were going to have 5,000 workers or more. And now they're saying this is not going to work out like you promised. But that seems true for much of the bullet train, whether it was talking about where it was going to be located, its overall cost, its speed. it's been one broken promise or one, you know, shifty story after another.
And it's still alive, correct? I mean, the Biden administration has an enormous bill out there for stimulus, I mean, for infrastructure. We have to believe. Remind me, Jeff, isn't the bullet train the one that leaves Los Angeles and then stops every 15 minutes all the way to San Francisco?
It's going to feel that way. It really will. But it is something that Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, he praised it. He says it's a great idea. As a matter of fact, he'd like to see more bullet trains across the country.
Stopping every 15 minutes as a bullet train. Jeff Bliss is Engineer Bliss, Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.